Between 1969 and 1972, a group of colleagues and I gained admission to psychiatric hospitals by simulating, by faking a single symptom, which was that we said that we heard voices. And the voices said, empty, dull, thud. The moment we were admitted to the hospital, we abandoned our symptom, and we behaved the way we usually behave. The question was, would anyone detect that we were sane? The answer was, no. No one ever did. The term we use to describe the experience is dehumanized. Nobody talks to you. Nobody has any contact with you. The average contact of patient with staff was about 6.5 minutes a day. Nobody comes to visit. The first time I was in a psychiatric hospital, on an admissions ward with 41 men, my wife constituted 4 of the 7 visitors on the weekend. Psychiatric hospitals are storehouses for people in society who you really don't want, who you really don't understand, and for whom you've lost a great deal of sympathy. Staff need constantly to be reminded, and it's very hard to remind them. They are, after all, doing their best on the front end. But they need constantly to be reminded that the people who are their charges are not merely collections of symptoms. They are people with spouses, with children, with parents, with jobs, with mortgages and bills to pay. That they are, in the fullest sense of the word, very human and very unhappy.